our guest is Tony Pantelaresco, and we were talking about a lot of things. We do have one more clip that I'd like to share, and that would be Howard Beale, and then we'll pick it up from there.
Yeah.
Mr. Producer?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel?
We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take this anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Sybil the Soothsayer. Jim Webbing, and here sits the Emma's Truth Department. Miss Matahari and her skeletons in the closet. Tonight, another segment of Vox Populi. And starring the mad prophet of the airways, Howard Beale.
George Ruddy died today. Edward George Ruddy was the chairman of the board of the Union Broadcasting Systems, and he died at 11 o'clock this morning of a heart condition, and woe is us. We're in a lot of trouble.
So, a rich little man with white hair died. What has that got to do with the price of rice, right? And why is that woe to us? Because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now. Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel. The ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that Edward George Ruddy died. Because this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America. There's a new chairman of the board, a man called Frank Hackett, sitting in Mr. Ruddy's office on the 20th floor. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network. So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
All righty. that was he was probably overcome with his own.
Deanna, the interesting thing about this whole scenario there,
that's
the actual television. The media is actually telling you, for once in its life, it's telling you the truth about what it's really doing, how it's doing it, and how people are so bloody stupid they couldn't tie their shoe with Velcro today because the television did not show them how to tie their shoe if it was Velcro. So if the television, when you watch The Matrix, there's a scene in The Matrix where he's walking through the park and Neo asks Morpheus, how come we don't wake everybody up? And Morpheus' response was, people are so jacked into The Matrix, if you woke everybody up, a lot of them would die. If you took away the television from these people, because they have no other sense of perspective or reality, they would die. They could not live without that television.
Wow.
Okay, and that is the program that's been running since the 50s, since they brought television. I remember when television first came out, they were black and white. And I remember when color television came around 62, 63, somewhere in that time frame, maybe 64. They, all of a sudden, we were watching Bonanza in color. We thought, wow, this was great. Every Sunday, at 8 o'clock, we'd run into the house. We would turn on Walt Disney because Walt Disney was in Technicolor. We'd watch Bonanza. That was in Technicolor. And this is how they got us all psyched in, because this was a sensational box that was in your house that was transmitting some crap that we all believed in. John Wayne was the superhero of the time. He's always the good guy. No matter how bad the odds were, he was rough, tough. He's like the John Wayne toilet paper, rough, tough, and took crap from nobody. And everyone started believing this kind of mentality. And it has devolved since then. Yeah, Leave It to Beaver, the other fantasy, the socializing of a family. And the idea of how many housewives, stay dressed nice all day long, and doing housework. So when we're looking at that was the image that they were portraying back then for women as housewives. And they started, this is when they started selling these 18-hour girdles and these cross-your-heart bras and all these creams and cosmetics. That's when women started poisoning themselves, when that started happening. So this was, people had...
And there were a lot of doctor shows on, too.
Same idea, to propagate the pharmaceutical industry, that they had a medicine that could heal you. They had an operation that could fix you. Nobody ever died in those shows. The doctors always saved the day. And that's why we're at today, people believing that these doctors are going to save the day. They haven't cured anything since what, 1920?
Right.
There's not one cure that has come out since the 20s. After 1940, Rockefeller started shutting down anything that could cure anybody from a real disease. And you know what's other interesting thing about all that? The medical field right now could cure every disease on the planet, everyone. But they don't want to. They don't want to cure cancer because cancer does the job for them as far as population control. Why would they want to cure it when you're going to spend your life savings to save your life, get a second, third, fourth, fifth mortgage, so just so you can go get a cancer treatment that doesn't work? So, their idea of success is they treat you and you live 5 years, that's a success story. And when our average lifespan at one point in time was 86 years old and you died at 20, they ripped you off 66 years of your life. But see, nobody sees it that way. They see it, they had 5 years.
And if they die 5 years in one day, they consider that
success.
A cure. Yes.
Success. Not a cure, a success.
Right.
They haven't cured a bloody thing. All they've ever done is treat people, and all their treatments have ever done is shortened everybody's life. They have never propagated life. People that have lived the longest in our society in North America, those people who had the economics to be able to afford cleaner foods, live in cleaner environments, and live in safer areas to grow up in and live their lives. The rest who have had no money, who had to eat whatever crap and garbage that the grocery stores were selling them, drank whatever crap water that was coming out of the municipalities, most of them don't live that long.
And fluoride.
Yeah.
They fluoridated the water. If you dropped a bottle of fluoride on cement, it would start eating the cement. And yet they want to put it in your body. It's amazing to me.
Well, combine fluoride with soda pop. Now you got something that's just literally eating you up from the inside out.
I don't drink soda.
In the 60s, when soda pop, you remember the commercial? A kid would come to the store, party store, and the guy says, what can I do for you? He says, I want some pop. He says, what kind you want? He says, what kind you got? And he'd go read out 25 different type of pops. And at the end, he says, I want red pop. And the kid said, well, give me the red pop. Now, why did the kid go with red pop? Because red pop had a red dye in it that could cause liver cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
And that red pop had in it components like phosphorus, which would get it into the cellular matrix, and it had citric acid, which get it into the tissue. So everybody started buying red pop.
Wow.
So when you're looking at it, like I said, the whole paradigm has been nothing but programming.
Right.
Cute little ditties that everybody says, oh, that's so cute. And then they go buy the junk. And then when they buy the stuff, it winds up having all kinds of carcinogens. And then you get sick, and then you go to the doctor, and he prescribes you an antibiotic, or he says, well, he gives you some other medication to affect your brain or whatever. And you go home, and you take the drugs. Now, between the chemicals you were exposed to and the chemicals from those drugs and the foods you're eating, there you go.
Anti is against life. Antibiotic. And it destroys your immune system, destroys all the good bacteria in your tummy.
Well, that's your life force.
Right.
Like I said, the medical field, this is the other thing I can't understand either. I must be pretty stupid, because I don't understand why anybody would believe a politician. And I don't understand why anybody would believe a doctor, especially in the medical field today. They have never cured anything, nothing. I said, what about polio? They didn't cure polio. They already had a cure for polio before that vaccine came out. It was called copper ascorbate, copper citrate, copper sulfate, copper chloride. That wiped out polio. That's what they were using back in those times. That actually did something to polio.
Well, they gave people polio by sprinkling, dusting children with DDT.
Well, that was the genetic damage. But then when they gave you that vaccine, that just took you over.
Right. And Salk admitted to Congress, was it Salk or was it the other guy, that it was not effective. He admitted that. And then there was the SV40 in the polio vaccine. Which one was that in? Where they got cancer?
I'm not sure on that one. I know there was a doctor that was on staff back in the 60s, and she tried to stop that vaccine from getting out there, because when she did she went to re-examine the culture, she saw that this was live culture, not dead.
Right.
So she knew this was going to exponentiate the cancers that were already out there.
Right.
So we didn't really have a whole lot of cancer until they brought these vaccines into the game. And everything that they started putting into smoking. Okay, tobacco itself would not cause cancer. But the 4,000 pesticides that they spray on it does. In fact, tobacco actually has a ton of health benefits. But again, it's got to be clean tobacco, not the stuff that's being mass-produced. So they've taken something that actually had a good benefit, and they poisoned it. And so then when you smoke it, instead of getting the cotinine from the nicotine, which would actually regenerate the brain, they put in all these 4,000 carcinogens that would go into the brain and cause toxicity of the brain, respiratory system, liver, or wherever these materials translocated into the body. A lot of these cancers that were happening, which as a result of translocation, which again, nobody again was looking at, and the medical field wasn't telling you. So, wow. Like I said, I cannot understand for the life of me today why anybody would trust these medical bastards, because that's what they are, with a vaccine that hasn't been tested.
It is amazing to me. But people have been indoctrinated to think that vaccine has cured all of these diseases that were previously actually cured by clean air, clean food, and fresh water.
Yeah. I would tell those people, you need to go look at the VAER, and then you can see what these things have actually done, the damage they've done to children, the amount of deaths they've caused. What is it? The United States government has paid out over $4 billion in lawsuits because of these vaccines, and now they gave
And the government doesn't really pay it. They charge 75 cents per vaccine within a multi-dose vaccine, where you get more vaccines. And the people that approach the court, it's the vaccine court, just a very small fraction get any reward at all. And they have to hire lawyers. It takes a long time. It's an awful process that it doesn't work the way that it should. And they passed a law in 1986 where the vaccine manufacturers are not liable. Yeah. You cannot sue a vaccine manufacturer. Well, so of course they have 72 different vaccines. Are there really 72 diseases that people are terrified of, that they're willing to have a needle put in their arm with God only knows what's in it?
Not today. Today, no. Now they just want to get the shot so they can go watch a baseball game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, gosh.
10, 15 years ago, you may have heard someone say, well, they got a shot for this or they got a shot for that. I remember one year, I was working in a factory, and this guy just got out of the military. He was a 30-year-old guy, and he had an 18-year-old wife, and she was pregnant. And because this guy was one of those good old boy mentality, didn't question nothing, he just followed orders, they told him to go get a flu shot, and he did. And he took his wife with him, too, and they both got the flu shot. Now, he came back to work in not even an hour, Deanna. The guy is hurling. And he can barely stand. His wife is hurling. She can barely stand. And she's pregnant. So he had to go home. He was gone for about a week and a half, came back. And we looked at him and we said, I thought you went to get a shot so you wouldn't get the flu. I said, you know what we use to protect ourselves from the flu? He said, what? A bottle of whiskey.
Oh, goodness.
We pickled it before it had a chance to do anything.
Yeah, a hot toddy, I remember.
Hot toddy, brandy, cognac, even moonshine. That, and I'm talking about the high-octane stuff. That will knock out anything pretty much.
Wow.
So I can hear the guys down south, ooh, moonshine.
Oh, goodness. Well, If people have some questions or comments, feel free to call in at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, we are back, and we do have some callers online. Why don't we take some calls? Let's take Nancy in Ohio. Nancy, welcome.
Hi, Deanna. Thank you for taking my call. In the last hour, your guest talked about 40 years ago, people would have fought when their civil rights were being taken away, their freedoms. And what has caused that? I just turned 80 on the 6th of January.
Oh, happy birthday.
And if I was able, you know, I'd whip somebody's butt.
Good for you.
If I could, you know. Because my freedom means a lot to me. My civil liberties mean a lot to me. And I have friends my age that said, well, what can I do about it? I can't do anything about it. Well, we know that voting doesn't do it. And I'd like to know what is causing it. Is it feminism? Has feminism destroyed women? I don't see women. They talk about being strong. I'm a strong woman. Well, I had a great grandmother that lived to be in her 90s. She raised 10 boys. She was strong. She was a strong woman. She didn't go around having to tell you that.
You got to remember, back then, if you had strength, you didn't have to tell it. People could feel it.
Right.
And like you said, you came from another era of time where your moral and ethical and spiritual fiber hadn't been compromise. You believed in God, king, and country. So you're ready to defend it. Today, these people have been given toys. See, all you got to do today is give a millennial a toy, a phone. And they will get caught up and completely distracted and programmed by that phone. We didn't have cell phones 40 years ago. We had to work, pay our mortgages, pay our whatever, and there was no time for play. You had to work. You had to make money. You had to survive. You had bigger families back then. The family unit was a lot stronger. Today, they don't know what sex they are, because they've been genetically engineered in this way. They've been the transgenetic seeds, the GMO foods, so forth and so on. You're 80 years old. 80 years ago, they didn't have all this crap. You ate real stuff. You had a foundation. You had a core. So, and then today we got all these towers all over the place, and with the cell phones, the way they're built, they attach themselves to the genetic code of the person. And they start programming people because they're interacting. You can't put the phone down. I had a guy call me up from Quebec and tell me he bought a brand new phone. When he put it down, the phone was screaming at him to pick it up again.
Oh, my gosh.
They're attached to the tech. Okay, back then, we believed in being individuals and protecting our individual rights and sovereignty. Today, they're a collective. They're a gestalt. They don't even know that they're walking off of a cliff. And not realizing that the end of that cliff is a big splat. We said, wait a minute, what are you doing? There's a big difference in even the way we thought and how we felt and what we, and again, how we were programmed, because it was a programming too. So the difference is they did add foods that altered the genetic code. They did incorporate a lot of soy and everything, so that feminized everybody and made women more aggressive. But again, when they say their strength and the power. All these women know how to do, most of them today. Back then, women knew how to work, and they knew how to learn, and they knew how to develop things. Most of these women today, all they know how to do is get laid and take the guy for divorce court. That's it. The whole family structure and concept is gone. They don't have any idea of being loyal and faithful to each other. That whole perspective has gone right out the door. So it was a different world, a different way of seeing things. There was a moral fiber. There was this connectivity that men and women had back then. Today, that barely exists. That barely exists.
I'm ashamed of women today. I don't understand them at all. And I think that they've been militarized against men. And
well, that's true. If the men are weak, they'll get dominated. If they're not weak, they'll put them in their place very quickly.
Right.
That's few and far between. I got to tell you, I've had women try that nonsense with me, and I just basically show them how incompetent they really are. They don't want to talk with me anymore. So I'm at a stage in life where I'm like that John Wayne toilet paper, rough, tough, and I won't take any crap from anybody anymore. I've had it. I've been tolerant. I've been peaceful and all this. And when I get people trying to take advantage of me for whatever reason, I let them know that that ain't gonna be an easy fight. And a lot of times you'll see them run away. They think that because you are a male, especially if you're a male, that you're going to lay down there and let them walk on you. And when you don't, then they might call you chauvinist. And at that point, I let them know what I think about their little concepts of chauvinism. And I said, I can show you chauvinism. I can hang you by your bra and walk away. You know, and I won't think twice about doing something like that either. So I came from a different cut altogether. So we didn't, back then, men were men and women were excited. Today, the men are foo-foo and the women are so as well. So we got a whole different way of thinking today that they have no, they. And again, a lot of that today that we're seeing was by design to break down the system, to break down society. And this was all done by the CIA, all of it. Mm-hmm. What they're believing, what they're perceiving as normal, that was all CIA, all of it.
Yeah, Gloria Steinem was a big part of that.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, Nancy, thank you.
I wanted to say something else here.
Sure, go ahead.
I think it slipped my mind. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't think I can get it back. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
And happy late birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, dear. Bye. Okay, let's take Mark in Florida. Mark?
Hello, Deanna. Thanks for letting me in.
You're quite welcome.
I want to go back a couple of hundred years because what you guys are talking about began many, many, many years ago. Let's go, say, back to Babylon. But I want to go back to a couple of gentlemen, Robert Yates under the pen name Brutus and Samuel Bryan under the pen name Sentinel. They were anti-federalists. They describe in their writings what we have today. And an example that I think is a perfect example is before the 14th Amendment, the people were state citizens. But the 14th Amendment created the United States citizen. And in the Declaration of Independence, I think it says, all men are endowed by their creator. Well, if Congress created the United States citizen, and people are claiming to be United States citizens, they are subject to their creator, which is Congress. They have voluntarily enslaved themselves. They are no longer state citizens. They are U.S. citizens, property of Congress. Now, if you think about the dilemma of this, is we've been taught and trained to believe that a U.S. citizen is a good thing to be, when actually is property of under the plenary powers of Congress. So, and I'd like your thoughts on that, if any.
You want my thoughts on it?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. No, I agree with you.
I agree, too.
There's no question. We are all, when they gave us the SIN number in Canada, the Social Security number in the States, these were identifying numbers indicating that you were property of America or Canada. And as far as rights goes, nobody's ever had any real rights. We've had privileges. That's all we've ever had. And now those privileges are being revoked. The whole thing has been nothing but a show and a scam. And how they got away with it, part of it is because they allowed everybody to go shopping. So now you got Wilco, Walmart, Kmart, Sears, Target, and whatever the hell else you got out there. So that gave everybody the illusion that they were free, and you haven't been free. I always tell people, you think you're really free? Go grow some tobacco and make some moonshine and grow some cannabis and sell that to the general population, and we'll see how free you really are. If you were really under the state, like you were saying, you could do that and use it as commerce and even take it another step further. The income tax that we both pay in Canada and the United States, the income tax initially was subjected to the corporations and companies, not to the laborer. And they flipped that around as well.
Further right, like indentured the sales taxes, yeah, like the sales tax is supposed to be on the seller and not the buyer.
Exactly.
It's all in our schooling, our training, our military training. Stand at the bell, sit at the bell. March at the bell, stand in line, step, yeah. In line to lunch, in line to recess. But once you got out that door, you are free to go on the playground. But when the bell rang, boom, you're back in line, ready to march back in. They have trained our brains to be servants of the master. And looking at these people we elect, they think they're master. You're going to wear a mask, or we're going to save you by pointing a gun at your head and threatening to shoot you if you don't put on a mask, because without that mask, you might die.
It's for our benefit. It's always for our benefit. Remember that. Everything they've done in the last 60 years has been for our benefit. They created nuclear energy that was for our benefit, but in reality, they've created nuclear bombs and hid the nuclear energy. They put the nuclear energy in front of that. When you're looking at the genetically modified foods, that was for our benefit again, so that we could now grow more food to feed more people. We did, there's a, an experiment that was done where they took GMO corn and they electrified the corn engine, and they statically discharged the gold pod that altered the GMO of the corn. And what we found out was back in the 50s and 40s, before they started fooling around with the genetics, each stalk of corn had 25 heads of corn on it, about a foot long and about 2 to 3 inches thick. And the reason why they initially genetically engineered the corn so that the combines wouldn't get cluttered up. But we had already more than enough food to feed planet-wide just from corn alone. Even the wheat. The wheat wasn't this stringy-looking stalk with this little thing at the top. It was actually a bush. And the wheat germ, or the wheat, what's it called? It looks like a ball. I call it a wheat ball because I can't remember what it's called. It was thick, and that wheat had enough vitamin E in it to keep you from getting heart failure. But again, they genetically engineered it so that the combines would be easier for the farmers to farm. So they've always done things for our benefit, so they say. They told us cholesterol was bad and gave us margarine with green, yellow dye. This is for our benefit. They gave us these vaccines for our benefit. They gave us these drugs for our benefit. We never benefited from any of the science.
Yeah, it made us lazy and not thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. It was all pseudoscience. It wasn't even science. It was pseudoscience. What we actually had that God gave us through creation strengthened us and kept us whole. When they started tinkering with it so they can profit at our demise, and they got everybody to accept this, so then they continued to further their agenda in making money, because everything was about making money at one point in time. And caution went to the wind. Nobody looked at it. We are in this quagmire today, just like we were listening to with Howard Beale. Less than 3% are reading at all today. I think it's more down to 1%, to be honest with you. And those that are reading, those are in that 1%, may not even understand what they're reading anymore, because now when they have a problem or a question, they ask Siri. Siri this, Siri that, hey Siri. So instead of developing the capacity to think, they don't.
Yeah, and the terrible thing is they use the wars to kill off the fathers that could pass down the knowledge, and the mothers too, but they killed what could pass down the knowledge of land ownership and title and trade, and they stole it from the families by killing off the fathers. So thank you, Deanna.
Wow. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you. Wow. All right, let's take Brian in Washington. Brian?
Hi, both Tony and Deanna.
Hi.
So I've contacted both of you over the years. I'm interested in going against the communitarian nightmare that I think this Amitai Etzioni, a German Jewish gentleman, is pushing with every president since Jimmy Carter. He has a January 5th article up on his communitarian network, Don't Let Individual Right Luddites Stop Coronavirus Passports. This is also, you know, an immunity passport. So this R2P is completely linked with this communitarian thing. That is the responsibility to protect. So if they're going to require injections, and that you have had the flu, including a lapel label that says, I have been vaccinated, then this Amitai gentleman is going to go on to the, how are you going to validate against discrimination? So social justice, his example is, if I want to be a rabbi, are you going to require me to be Jewish? Of course I am. If you're going to be working at a rental car place? Are you going to be required to have a driver's license? That's all he is having to say. And, you know, this OSHA mandates for flu vaccines being mandatory. So if what we have going here is a carrot being dangled so that we can reopen the economy and you can go and visit your sick mother, this is going to be the next phase. And I'm completely convinced that this needs to be on the front of our radar. This one world, they are not going after each individual state being involved with this. They want a federal system, including this passport. And how are they going to keep the passport from being falsified? This is a step towards the chip implanted. So, you know, I just wanted to throw some of this, you know, the article is titled, Don't Let Individual Right Luddites Stop Coronavirus Vaccine Passports. Larkin, Texas is a Luddite. He is going the other direction from all of this technology. He does not want to immerse himself in it. He knows of the danger. He's been on Deanna's show several times. I've gotten Tony on several shows and trying to get into look at this communitarian nightmare. Tony does talk about individuals and not the group. So, yeah, I just think that's an adequate shotgun of information. I think we need to focus on this communitarian word and why we need to oppose it.
Brian, you did mention OSHA, and about 3 years ago, they produced a notification that masks were not healthy. And I think it's beneficial if you can find government documents and things that have been a previous policy, to use to support what we are attempting to do. I just thought I'd throw that in, but I appreciate your phone call.
Appreciate your show, and I'm great to have Tony on. We follow his regime of no grains, and it has had a spectacular effect. And he's also decent for a, hey, do you have any ideas? I've got an ailment, and I don't want to go see a doctor. Tony has got a track record for coming through in that regard. Thank you for taking me. Thanks. Bye now.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. I haven't had any grains for 10 years. I'm grain free. Not brain free, grain free.
Yeah.
Okay. let's take, do you want to comment on what Brian offered?
The problem with what he's saying is everybody who's doing something and has a voice is already like up to their eyeballs. And I said this to him as well. I also told him, why don't you start this campaign? The one thing that people don't realize is we're so already overburdened with so much. I'm 19, 20 hours a day still doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get done with the show, I'll be doing my own show. And
oh, bless your heart.
So then I've got, you know, I got a variety of different topics I'm dealing with there. And then again, on top of that, I get calls from all over the world. I'm not just getting calls from North America, the Caribbean, Australia, New Zealand, Asia, India, Africa, throughout Europe, throughout South America. So I get these calls all the time, like you just mentioned, where people are saying, well, I got this, I got that.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of them don't have money, so it's pro bono. So when plus I'm doing my own particular work and dealing with this nanopoisoning. So the communitarian thing is a issue, but it's already going on. And the fact that they got everybody wearing a mask for nothing. They already got people in this kind of community mentality. Right. And this, and all that's been going on, all that has been transpiring, is this has been a training segment for Americans and Canadians to surrender their individuality, surrender their rights and their freedom. Like that elderly lady was speaking regarding to how things were 40 years ago and she was ready to fight. You know, even now she's ready to fight because that has been ingrained in her to have that, that individual aspect of it. We have a whole generation that doesn't even know what that means anymore. So it's tough to hit on everything. And it may be a serious subject matter, and I'm not saying it isn't. But I think more and more people need to take the bull by the horn. You can't have or think that one person can do it all. It's, even when I do my shows, even on my Skype network, I got about 40, 45 people that send me stuff daily. Daily. That's why the shows are so good, because the information is coming from all over the world, not just from the United States or Canada. I'm getting stuff from Germany, Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, the United Kingdom, you know, Norway, Baltic countries, Romania, Bulgaria, Macedonia, Croatia, Serbia. I mean, from all over. So when they send me their perspective of what's going on in their countries, that also is getting exposed on my show. So I'm not trying to diminish what he is saying. I'm saying he needs to take the bull by the horns and start getting that going. You know, and other people need to do the same thing. If you have an agenda of any kind, if I'm already doing it, I would utilize that information. But if I'm not doing that kind of thing, my plate is overloaded. I had another guy come up to me a couple weeks ago wanting me to take over something that he didn't want to touch. I said, bud, I'm already global. I'm already doing things. I've already got my plate full. You need to take the bull by the horn. See, I hate it when sometimes when people are trying to get you to do stuff and they themselves won't lift a finger.
Yes.
I mean, they want you to do it. Now your bullseye gets 10 times bigger because you're doing something else. Right. But they themselves will not lift a finger. And I'm not saying he's not doing it, the guy I just called. I'm just saying that more and more people that are seeing the truth in whatever perspective or reality they're looking at, they need to take the bull by the horns themselves, step up to the plate. Have that attitude that 80-year-old woman just had.
I think people look at you and they say, wow, this is the guy that can really vocalize my fears and can really vocalize what's going on. So accept it as a compliment and then just say, thank you so much for thinking of me. I appreciate it, but I'm going to have to say no. You got to set your boundaries.
Well, I do, and I do set my boundaries. And,
yes.
But my point is, like I said, I'm already tapped to the gills here. And,
sure.
What is required more is more people. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Like everybody opened up their window and started screaming, I'm mad as hell, I'm mad as hell. Well, this is what needs to be done in regarding to these agendas that are going out there. This is your way of saying, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, and you're going to start, you know, you're the one that's going to initiate the information to the general population.
Right.
So
to have passion for what you're doing.
True. I mean, anybody who's a truther or an awakened person has passion. You know, but that passion will only go so far. It can only take you to whatever limits you are. Like I said, I'm constantly doing research on this nano assault that we've been exposed to. I'm now dealing with frequency assaults. I got targeted individuals contacting me all the time, what to do, how to defend. I'm constantly trying to come up with different affordable technology that people can build themselves to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. I just made this electroporation device that I can now. So let's say you had a compromised gut and you couldn't eat. But you needed, let's say, some zinc. So we put a little zinc on your skin, put the plates on your body, allow it to pulse. Now it's gone into the system.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have the zinc flowing through the body, and it's now doing its thing, protecting you or doing whatever. So this is something I will be showing on the YouTube. I got to just get to it. I've been still tinkering with it. I've been still trying to perfect it, making it a little bit easier. But again, this all takes time. I'm up, like I said, 19, 20 hours a day. Sometimes I don't go to bed till 6 in the morning. And I'm up like that. So, like I said, I've heard
your plate is full. Your plate's full.
And my night.
Oh, well, yeah, your plate and your nights are full.
So, I don't, this is why I'm glad I'm single. Because no relationship would last under the circumstance.
Right. All righty. Let's take another caller. Ken in New York. Ken.
Whoa. I have a question for Tony.
Whoops.
Okay. Sure.
We'll be right back. Sorry. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Come back. Oh, and if you're going to sell your property, don't sell it to anybody from China. just an addendum to that commercial. Okay, Ken in New York, you had a question really quick because we're just about out of time.
Yes. What is your opinion about using ozone? I have a pair of generators, and I go through each room on the weekend, just close the door, let them get saturated, and then wait for it to either recombine or change back to, you know, breathable oxygen.
As long as you're using high doses of vitamin C and copper, you should be okay.
All right. So that you don't breathe this stuff because it will, you know, it's definitely not good for you.
You're enriching the oxygen levels in the system, so it can produce peroxyls in your body. So you use the C and the copper to neutralize the peroxyls.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Ken. Take care. Okay, John in California. John?
Hello, Deanna. Hello, Tony. Yeah, Tony, thanks. It's a good show, and I like all the stuff. It's like that. I've been listening for all the years, and what's nice, you get all these good, and there may be different ways of doing it, but it all comes down to the same thing, too. You know, you study, you come up with it, and you can take care of it without having to rely on pharmaceuticals, doctors, and all that. That's what I appreciate. I like the Howard Beale rendition where they're right, but I think what happens, a lot of these people don't go beyond. They open the door, says, I'm mad as hell, but I'm going to take it some more. And they don't go beyond that. And I kind of laugh at that. I make jokes about that. But, yeah, thanks a lot for doing that. And I've followed advice in a lot of people here and in other places, and it's helped me a lot. I know I feel I'm crying in the wilderness. My family, they don't want to talk about it. They think I'm on the other side, conspiracy theorist. And I love them all. I don't want to bust them all up going beyond that. It just says, okay, you read what you want. You find out, but make sure, you know, it's safe for you and your family, your children and all that. And for that note, yeah, continue on it. And thanks a lot for all your interesting advice.
Thank you so much, John. All righty. Gosh, 3 hours went by really, really fast.
And we didn't even get to the main topic.
We kind of did. We covered what we wanted to cover. Just say no. And I just want to wish my wonderful producer a happy birthday. I know he's not going to be happy that I'm telling you this, but it's his birthday today. He is a fabulous, fabulous producer, knowledgeable. He's always right on top of everything. He's great. And just keep him in your prayers for all the stuff that he does for producing the program and just for being here and for being him. So happy birthday, my friend. Okay, take care. All righty. Bye-bye. Talk with you next week. Thank you, Tony.
Talk to you in a bit.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.